As we celebrate Gaudete Sunday today, the word Gaudete means to rejoice as the coming of Christ draws nearer and nearer. And so I want to do a reflection this morning about what it will be like to encounter Jesus face to face. I'm sure we've all experienced what it's like to encounter someone of incredible kindness. You know, some people just exude kindness, and you know, it's just a pleasure to be around them. And I remember experiencing that with my grandparents. You know, I knew that any time we visited their house, that they would always be looking forward to our coming, and they'd always be excited to see us, and you know, they'd always have a meal prepared, and there was just the sense of kindness that I could sense as a child. I've experienced that kindness with different parishioners that I've encountered. I'm sure all of us can think of someone in our life that we've met that's just incredibly kind. To encounter Jesus face to face would be far beyond any of those experiences. It would be incomparably greater than that. Because to encounter Jesus Christ, to see him face to face, is to encounter the source, the infinite source of all goodness. You know, to encounter him is to encounter a being of total selfless love. And not just an abstract love, but a personal love for each and every one of us. And so to encounter Jesus Christ means to encounter a person unlike anyone else that we've ever encountered in our entire lives. And he is the one whose goodness and love is so deep that it speaks to the deepest desires of our souls. You know, he's the one that whether we've consciously desired it or not, we would recognize after one moment in his presence that he's the one that our souls truly desire. And you know, the fact that he descended out of heaven to enter into our world, to come to our rescue, is just one sign of the love that he has for us. But we see in his ministry how he healed the blind and the deaf. And you know, these were expressions of the love that's within the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And when St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, when Jesus appeared to her, you know, she's the one who received the revelation of the Sacred Heart. You know, Jesus appeared revealing his heart to her, and it was radiant with these rays of light that were coming forth from it. You know, we can only imagine what she would have experienced, what it would have been like as she personally encountered Christ in that way. But it would be an experience that would be supernatural and above anything that we've ever experienced. And so the first thing that it would be like would be an overwhelming experience of goodness and of love. The second thing that it would be like, you know, we see this in our gospel today with John the Baptist. You know, he was the forerunner of the Messiah. And he actually received the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb at the visitation. It says that the child leapt in Elizabeth's womb as he received the Holy Spirit. And he lived a life of intense prayer and penance in the desert. You know, he was an incredibly holy individual. And Jesus even says that no one born of woman is greater than John the Baptist. So this man of great holiness, we hear him say in the gospel that he's not even worthy to untie the sandal of the Messiah. So as great as St. John the Baptist was, you know, it was the job of slaves to untie the sandals of their master after he returned from a journey and they would wash his feet. John the Baptist is saying that he's not even worthy to do that for our Lord. And so he recognized his incredible unworthiness before the presence of Jesus. You know, it's one of the gifts, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, we call it the fear of the Lord. Sometimes it's called reverence and awe. But it's a recognition of the majesty and the grandeur of God. You know, it's the difference between a creature and the Creator. You know, that as creatures, we're finite beings, and the Creator is infinite. You know, if we want to use an analogy to think of the difference between a painter and a painting. Well, a painting is just a small reflection of something going on in the mind of the painter. It's a small reflection of his skills as he creates this painting. But the person, the painter, is much greater than the painting. You know, the difference between the creator and a creature is far greater than that. And so to enter into the presence of Jesus Christ would be very humbling. And it's important for us to recognize the all-powerful majesty and the infinite goodness of God and how small we are before him. And that's the gift of the fear of the Lord. You know, the third thing that we could highlight in terms of what it would be like to encounter Jesus, you know, to encounter a being of such goodness, our hearts are going to respond to that. You know, nobody just encounters Jesus Christ and moves on as if it's not that important. You know, it's always a captivating and a powerful experience when we see people in the gospel encounter him. But how will our hearts respond? Well, if we think about Peter, after the miracle where he had that catch of great fish, and he suddenly realized who Jesus was, he suddenly fell down on his knees, and he said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." The instant he realized who Jesus Christ was, he recognized his own sinfulness. And that happens because in the face of such goodness and such holiness, any darkness within us is suddenly going to surface. And so there are things that we might not even notice now, or things that we've just gotten accustomed to because there's so much darkness in the world, that suddenly are going to come to the surface. You know, we might suddenly realize in the light of Jesus Christ how poorly in certain ways we might have reflected his goodness. And so we might suddenly realize that, you know, we've been greedy and focused on our career, and that's separated us from the love that we should have for others. Or we might suddenly realize we've been consumed with lust, or that we've disobeyed certain commandments. That might suddenly come to the surface. And that's why John the Baptist emphasized morality so much in preparing for the coming Messiah. Because to encounter the Messiah means to encounter a being of infinite holiness. And any sin or disorder or disobedience within us will suddenly come to the surface. We encounter Jesus Christ every time we come into the presence of the Eucharist. And it's his veiled appearance. It's veiled behind the appearance of bread and wine. But it's important for us to start to nurture these virtues within us to prepare for when we will see him face to face, revealed in glory. And so this Gaudete Sunday, as we rejoice in anticipation for Christ, I encourage us to spend some time meditating upon what it will be like to stand before Jesus Christ revealed in glory, one who is of infinite and unimaginable goodness and love. And I encourage us to be open to whatever repentance might need to happen within ourselves so that we're prepared for that moment with deep humility, with the gift of fear of the Lord, and clothed, as John the Baptist encourages us, clothed in works of mercy and goodness.